friends. It's Thanksgiving. Oh, we're going to keep it short today, this week of prayer, because I am trusting that you are going to be full of food and full of love and full of gratitude. So, let's get to praying.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
The prayer this week, as I let you know, because this is the last week of our prayer, is going to be on receiving gratitude. And you know what, friends? A hard truth is we can't force others to be grateful or to express their gratitude. But you know what kind of gratitude we can receive all the time? This is a lengthy pause for dramatic effects, because it may be that you feel right now like I do sometimes when my therapist asks me a question and I'm like, I don't know. Self-gratitude. It is one of the most overlooked kinds of gratitude that we can receive. Friends, you can be grateful for yourself. You can express gratitude for yourself, for how you're showing up in the world today. And I know holidays can be hard for some of us. You know, sometimes going home or being alone or whatever challenge you may face around the holidays can be hard. For others, man, going home for the holidays is the best. Being alone for the holidays, yeah. Regardless of what the experience around you on this Thanksgiving day is, the experience in you can be one of gratitude. And so the prayer I want to encourage and offer you, invite you into today, is one of just saying, hey, I'm grateful for this part of me. It's really kind of an exercise in self-affirmation, of being able to say, I am generous. Thanks, Rachel, for being generous. I am active. Thanks, Rachel, for being active. I am fun. Thanks, Rachel, for being fun. I mean, isn't that what we want other people to do for us, to see us as we are and say, thanks? I love that about you. And sometimes they do, and it's fantastic when we are seen by others. But friends, it is a spiritual grace to be seen by ourselves and to affirm ourselves. And so let's practice that together in prayer today. You guys ready? For this, I want you to just choose the posture that feels most you in prayer, whatever that is. Laid back, attentive, ready to go to sleep, walking, standing on your head, I don't know. Whatever's you. It's like I tell my kids every day whenever I drop them off at school, be you today. I want you to be you today in prayer as I guide you through some affirmations of yourself. So get into the you-ness of this moment and let's pray. I guess I need to say, because I say it every week, go ahead. Get into the you-ness of you, and when you're ready, we'll begin. Okay, friends, I trust that you are in the you-ness of this moment as we begin our prayer. So take a deep breath and exhale. Take another deep breath, filling up those beautiful lungs God gave you. And when they're full, exhale all the way out to the end of that breath. In these next couple of minutes, I want you to think about the things that you are. When God made you, what did she birth into existence? When you think about you, what are the things that you are so grateful are an integrated part of you and your existence? And as the gratitude rises, I want you to name it. And then I want you to say thank you to yourself. And because we never pray alone, God's listening. God knows that you are offering that thanks to Him as well. And you don't have to be shy. God is so proud of you. You are His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which were prepared in advance for you to do. And so be bold in how you affirm yourself today. Make the most of these next 3 minutes of prayer. My voice will fade. Let your thanksgiving rise. hear the truth today. God delights in you. God rejoices over what she has made. God is proud of you, his son, his daughter, his child. And so on this day, when we give thanks, may you feel gratitude for who you are and what God has made in you and through you and with you. So go ahead and continue to breathe at your own pace, sitting in that truth as I read a prayer over you. We give you thanks, O Lord, for all your wondrous gifts. We thank you for the gift of life. You called us into being that we might be your children and live with you forever. We thank you for our baptism. You sealed us with the Holy Spirit. You gifted us with your own life, grafted us into the mystical body of your divine Son. We thank you for our vocation to join with the risen Christ in working to save and sanctify the world in which we live. We thank you for this Eucharist, this holy meal we'll receive today. You have fed us on the bread of life, strengthened our faith, renewed our hope, deepened our love, made us one with one another in the body of Christ our Lord. We give you thanks, O Lord, for all your wondrous gifts. And together God's people say, Amen. Friends, happy Thanksgiving Day. And if you're listening to this after Thanksgiving, that's okay. It's still a Thanksgiving Day because we get to give thanks for you today. And you are worth celebrating. You are worth celebrating. Let me say it one more time, just so that it can sink into your heart. You are worth celebrating. I love you, friends. I trust you are loving one another well, and I look forward to praying with you again soon.